The boogaloo split, I got the nooks, the cranny, the nitty gritty, 40 dose, so all aboard, cast away. Hey, where's my boogaloo? Ooh, I'm steaming, agony. Why is everybody always picking on me?
They call me Putin Thane, and that's my game. You ask me again, and I tell you the same. Since I'm the vulgar vegetarian, huh? Stick them up free, so no pork sausages, mom. Please, hey, blitz, shoot the breeze, Whitley D shoots his lips. Crazy, crazy, shot the sheriff, yep, and I shot the gift, and that's pretty sneaky, sis. Oh, yo, I got my socks off, my rocks off, my Nessie's got for cocoa. Holly, hobby, try to zombie, try to rob me, still he's stuck. Diggity, dun, 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 dun.
They wanna pet.
Some love of
sex. They wanna pet.
Some love of sex.
They wanna pet.
Some love of sex. Snap a neck for some love of sex.
They wanna pet.
Some love of sex.
They wanna pet.
Yep, I'm coming around this neck. So here, Fido boy, bitch, boy, fetch. I got the rope, I dope, a slippery choker. Look at me get raw.
And I'm the hickory dickory, now in the morning, boogaloo, big joy.
With the yippity zippity, winnie the pooh, bad boy, blue. Hey, yo, crazy, I got the dust. What if I swing that toast? A nigga poop, I give a hoot and stomp a troop without a stain. Like Roscoe, baby, cocaine. I spiggity sparkers, flip and give a twist like W. Jacker.
I takes my fruit loops with two scoops and make it a double decker. Oh, Vince the baby, come to Papa Duke, a babaloo. Ooh, a babaloo. Boogity boom, I went from Gucci to Stussy to Figgity Flam, a groupie to Zha Zha to Yibbity Yabba Dabba, Hoochie Coochie Tally Ho. I take my stove top instead of a potato, so maybe I shoot him now. Nope, maybe I shoot him later.
Yep.
I used to have a dog and bingo, what's his name? Oh, so B-I-N-G-O-O. You do the hokey pokey, you turn yourself around, hunt. So dun 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 dun.
They wanna pet.
Some love of sex.
They wanna pet.
Some love of sex.
They wanna pet.
When we meet, I am an alien scientist and researcher.
They wanna pet.
Some love of sex.
They wanna pet.
Some love of sex.
They wanna pet.
Some love of sex. Snap a neck for some love of sex.
Recently called an organization called Freedom Works.
Left a Tea Party group a nasty voicemail.
Here's the voicemail.
Can you tell what the percentage is of people that are mentally retarded who work for the organization? One drink now, two spin it when one of your members does actually kill somebody.
That is a really good voicemail.
Well, that's how I'm flipping, flapping, ripping up the rapid. Don't look at the way I kick it.
We got some dumbass motherfuckers floating around this country. Dumbass motherfuckers. Yeah. Now, obviously, that doesn't include this audience. I understand that. You seem intelligent and perceptive, but the rest of them, holy jumping fucking shitballs.
is a broken system in part because you and I either don't know or don't care about what's going on. Richard, I want to show our viewers a couple of the revelations that we drew from your book. People are going to see this and maybe be amazed. I don't know. Only 2 out of 5 voters can name the 3 branches of the federal government. Let's put that up real quick if we can, Clyde. Only 2 out of 5 voters can name
the 3 branches. Dumber than a second coat of paint.
These Americans, our brethren. Only 1 in 7, go to the next one, can find Iraq on a map. Only 1 in 5 know that we have 100 U.S. senators. That's amazing stuff. Given this, how are we expected to hold our government accountable for something as seemingly disturbing as the riling up of terrorists, catching them, and then letting them get away, as it seems has just happened in Kandahar?
Well, the problem, of course, is that if Americans aren't paying attention, they can't hold anybody accountable. They are fairly good at getting the big picture of success and failure. So the reason why President Bush's poll numbers are in the cellar now and have been for a couple of years.
And this ain't just ranting and raving. This ain't just blowing off steam. I got a little evidence to support my claim. It just seems to me, that only a really low IQ population could have taken this beautiful continent, this magnificent American landscape that we inherited.
What?
Well, actually, we stole it from the Mexicans and the Indians, but hey, it was nice when we stole it. It looked pretty good. It was pristine. Paradise. Taking a good look at it lately is fucking embarrassing. Only a nation of unenlightened half-wits could have taken this beautiful place and turned it into what it is today, a shopping mall. A big fucking shopping mall. You know that? That's all you got. That's all you've got here, folks. Mile after mile of mall after mall. Many, many malls. Major malls and mini malls. They put the mini malls in between the major malls. And in between the mini malls, they put the mini marts. And in between the mini marts, you got the car lots, gas stations, muffler shops, laundromats, cheap hotels, fast food joints, strip clubs, and dirty bookstores. America the Beautiful. One big transcontinental commercial cesspool. And how do the people feel about all this? How do the people feel about living in a coast-to-coast shopping mall? Well, they think it's just fucking dandy! We'll be right back.
That's my opinion. Burn the weed till I die with no resolution. Mary Jane got the vote of Mr. Clinton. Burn one with Hillary and the White House land. And then she wins the whole head election. Legalize it. Whoa, saddle harassment. Ooh, just legalize it. Whoa, stop the harassment. Ooh, free our bill. Yeah.
Can be because Americans love them all. They love them all. That's where they get to satisfy their two most prominent addictions at the same time: shopping and eating. Millions of semi-conscious Americans day after day shuffling through the malls, shopping and eating, especially eating. Americans love to eat. They are fatally attracted to the slow death of fast food.
Some of the things they're doing that are make you think that they're moving towards a tyrannical or socialist government.
Well, the health care, mandatory health care is one thing. I don't know.
Our government's come to the point where they're telling you, you have to do that or we're going to put you in jail. No, that's wrong.
Do you think that's a concern?
That's more than a concern. That's just wrong. It's not in here.
Fast after Katrina, finally the American people caught on. But in the meantime,
I shouldn't expect to be treated. Somehow by, I guess, the younger people who can make more money for the government.
My outfit is a ball and chain to represent that we are limited in our freedom.
They're trying to get control of the country so that they can run every business and run every person in this country and tell them what they can do and when they can do it. And tax us to death, and we've all worked hard for our money, we're senior citizens, and now they're telling us we can't even get medical care because they're going to give us
a man who would not take it anymore, a man who stood up against the scum, the cunts, the dogs, the filth, the shit. Here is someone who stood up.
Mob to the Capitol steps. Among the chants, racist signs and blinding white skin were certain inventive members who shouted racial and homophobic slurs at the congressmen as they strode toward the historic vote. This announcer found it so disturbing that I had to get to the bottom of it.
The redistribution of wealth is another one.
You think that's been happening under Obama's administration?
Absolutely, man. The full force.
Did you know that he's lowered taxes for 95% of working Americans?
That was when he first got into office, and you're talking a matter of $15 a week for someone, you know.
Unfortunately, my mental efficiency led me to leave my real phone number through a series of events. Teabag hero Matt Kibbe posted said phone number on the internet and encouraged his members to call me. These are their voices. Their identities and phone numbers have been withheld because I'm not a douchebag.
Yeah, not too happy about Lance Baxter calling those of us part of the Tea Party as mentally retarded.
Have a good day, idiot.
Message received. FreedomWorks members and teabaggers are just smart people who really want me to have a nice day.
Don't waste my motherfucking time!
WCOM Furious George and DJ Tooth Hurdy, Thursday night, micro-powered radio style. You will probably need to know if you haven't figured out already. The show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. And for everybody else, sit back. We've got some cool underground hip-hop, new stuff, old stuff. It's there in the background, some stuff called Low End Theory. I think this is from number 12. We also had some Paul White, Bullion, and other fun stuff. Bass Nectar. Cool underground stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else, I guarantee it. Including what we got coming up here, Cosmic Drama, Flying Lotus, new stuff. So sit back and enjoy that. And then we'll continue to play with the Geico announcements and tea partying and tea bagging and things that relate to Dumb America, because that's the theme for the evening. Hold on. I'm furious. We'll be back.
DC Douglas
recently called an organization called Freedom Works.
Left a Tea Party group a nasty voicemail.
Here's the voicemail.
I need to know what the percentage is of people that are mentally retarded who work for the organization, wondering how to spin it when one of your members does actually kill somebody.
Hey, that is a really good voice.
This guy apparently is no fan of the Tea Party.
Freedom Works President Matt Kibbe elevating the rhetoric.
He's railing against Freedom Works for posting his private voicemail.
That's right. You're talking about me, D.C. Douglas L. Baxter Steen, famous actor and voiceover artist, in my mind. And I learned the hard way how wrong it is to drunk dial a cynical GOP-funded AstroTurf organization that's headed by a man with dick in his name. Leaving a sarcastic voicemail message should get me blacklisted. Plus, it just upsets the cheerleaders at school. I mean, Megan and Monica at Fox News. But thanks to the elite liberal media horse, I now know that there is a better, more positive way to tweak the nipple of Dick Armey, Matt Kibbe, and Freedom Works. For instance, try calling them when you're sober and ask,
do your Christian American followers think an eye for an eye harassment campaign is what Jesus would do?
Or ask them,
do you really think circulating misleading healthcare facts
and explicit instructions on how to angrily disrupt Democratic town hall meetings
would meet with the approval of our founding fathers?
Or Jesus?
Remind them that it was Griff Jenkins and Fox News that first reported teabagging as the Tea Party's activity of choice.
Thanks, Fox, for being fair and balanced on that one.
And remind them that when they say they're a populist movement, they're actually referring to the 19th century movement that sought the redistribution of wealth.
And early incarnations of Social Security, unions, and the minimum wage.
And that the original Tea Partiers were taxed without representation.
Whereas teabaggers voted for the representative. So they should probably just shut the f*** up and read a history book.
Whoa. Díganle que se pueden quedar con Sarah Palin, pero los que soportan a Ron Paul costarían su Tea Party para atrás, por favor.
Ask them who really benefits when you protest against the EPA.
While you're being funded by the climate change deniers at Koch Industries.
And lobbying on behalf of British Petroleum.
Thank them for supporting the new Arizona immigration laws.
Pero propongan una enmienda que requeriría la policía que pregunte con un acento alemán. Where are your papers?
Or just be bold and ask outright.
When do we protest those other big commie socialist programs, Social Security and Medicare?
Talk about your big-ass government.
We hate those programs. I'd rather die slowly from a preventable disease while living off my children's last dime.
anyhow.
Jesus H. Christ.
Number 29 on the USFTO list.
Ask to see Dick Armey's birth certificate.
Ask them why Pat Robertson is such a total and complete dick.
Yeah, that's the Christian Coalition.
I still want to know.
It's a different PSA. But please, don't drunk dial FreedomWorks.
Don't drunk dial FreedomWorks.
Don't drunk dial FreedomWorks.
Please, don't drunk dial FreedomWorks.
Please don't.
Don't drunk dial FreedomWorks.
Not a good idea.
Don't drunk dial FreedomWorks.
Don't drunk dial the Christian Coalition.
Don't, you know, just put down the phone.
And whatever you do, do not use the term mentally retarded.
It's a sin. Teabaggers cherish political correctness.
And honestly, it hurts my feelings.
Tweaking the nipple of hypocrites in power can be dangerous and lead to blacklisting. So, take it from me. A famous...
Effete.
Socialist.
Godless.
Pinko.
Kenyan.
Hollywood elitist.
Aquarian. Don't drunk dial FreedomWorks.
Furious George here. Just had to let everybody know the number for FreedomWorks, if you want to give them a call, is 1-888-564-6273. Go ahead and give them a call. Tell the Tea Party and FreedomWorks people that you're afraid their mentally incapacitated followers might actually end up hurting somebody more than the guy who flew his plane into the Texas IRS building already has. So anyway, 1-888-564-6273. It's a national campaign. We're trying to tell FreedomWorks what we think. I'm furious.
So if you could give me a call back at 323-899-1998, that would be great. Just need to know the percentage of people that are mentally retarded who are working for FreedomWorks and are following it. And one final thing also, wondering what your plans are, how to spin it when one of your members does actually kill somebody. Wondering how, if you've got an actual PR spinning routine planned for that, or are you just going to take it when it happens? Just curious. So give me a call when you get a chance. Thanks so much.
I'm
Hot dogs, corn dogs, triple bacon, cheeseburgers, deep fried butter dipped in pork fat and cheese whiz, mayonnaise, oak barbecue, mozzarella, patty melt, American relief. Eat anything, anything. If you were selling sauteed raccoons' assholes on a stick, Americans would buy them and eat them. Dip them in butter and put a little salsa on them. And don't forget the mayonnaise and peanut butter. This country is big time, pig time. Forget the bald eagle. You know what the national emblem of this country ought to be? A big bowl of macaroni and cheese. A big bowl, because everything in this country is king size. King size, extra large, and super jumbo. Especially the fucking people. Have you seen some of the people in this country? Have you taken a good look at some of these big, fat motherfuckers?
Same shenanigans as the Bush administration did now. When people have power and they see that they can wink, wink, get by with a drop tent here or some misinformation there, they do it. Just the other day, on the front page of the New York Times was a story about John McCain. And what was he? He's going around the country saying that Barack Obama is going to raise the taxes on Americans of all backgrounds. Then you turn to page 820 and you find out the truth is Obama's going to cut taxes by $80 billion for certain classes, for the lower income people.
Of working Americans?
I would say that would be false. That would be false. I mean, now they're talking about a VAT tax.
You just don't believe it?
No.
There were $300 billion in tax credits given out to middle-class families by the Obama administration in this Congress with the Making Work Pay Credit. $400 for an individual, $800 for a couple. Where's who at?
Where's those middle-class families at? I don't see those middle-class families. I'm a middle-class family. I didn't receive a tax credit or a tax cut. I have to go to work every day hard to work to get that money.
Fill out for that tax cut in your IRS paperwork. They will go ahead and adjust it and send that back to you.
I think you're misinformed.
Hogwash.
You just don't believe that?
No.
That's absolutely not.
A tax credit is a tax cut.
I'm sorry?
It was a tax credit.
right? Yes, that's different than a tax cut.
No.
No what?
Anybody that believes that is not really paying attention. And ultimately, we should all be paying up our own fair share of the taxes because we all live in this country.
When you oppose the rich, you hurt America. Because I've never worked for a poor person. The gentleman I work for now is a wealthy individual. He...
are immense, massive bellies, monstrous thighs, and big fat fucking asses. And in the summer time, God help us. T-shirts, and every one of them's got the same T-shirt. I'm with Stupid. Apparently in this country, the stupids are an extended family. And besides wearing them t-shirts, everyone in the family's got on a backpack. They got a backpack strapped to their back so they can carry around lots of stupid shit. And the reason they got to carry their stupid shit strapped to their backs is because their hands must remain free at all times to hold food. Stupid shit. They ain't got enough stupid shit at home. They just had a stupid shit sale. They gotta buy more. They're gonna go out in the parking lot and stuff this stuff into the big, fat, ugly, oversized SUV that's got plenty of room in it. Plenty of room in it for stupid shit and lots of room left over for these big, fat, ugly motherfuckers to get them home. Stopping, of course, for jelly roll and fried dough. These people are efficient, professional, compulsive consumers. That's the...
People give it. Americans a bum rap for being stupid and knowing nothing about the world, but the reality couldn't be further from the truth, as I discovered on the streets here, asking US locals about the very world their country runs.
Name a country that begins with U.
Yugoslavia?
With U, Utah.
A country that starts with a U.
Utopia.
Who's in the coalition of the willing?
No freaking idea.
Afghanistan, Kuwait.
Iraq, Pakistan, you know.
New Zealand?
New Zealand.
What's the religion of Israel?
Israeli.
Muslim. Islamic?
Catholic, probably.
What religion are Buddhist monks?
Buddhist monks?
Buddhist not.
Islamic, I don't know.
Who won the Vietnam War?
We did. Wait, were we even in the Vietnam War? Okay, good.
Who is Fidel Castro?
A singer.
How many sides does a triangle have?
Damn, four.
There's no sides. One.
What is the currency used in the United Kingdom?
What's the currency in the United Kingdom? What is it? In the United Kingdom, I don't know.
Possibly American money.
Queen Elizabeth's money? That's all I know.
Name a country that begins with U.
A country?
Yeah. What about this one?
What?
The United States of America. Look, I know a lot of people give American...
Islam, I don't know.
Who won the Vietnam War?
We did.
Wait, were we even in the Vietnam War? Okay, good.
Who is Fidel Castro?
A singer.
How many sides does a triangle have?
Damn, four.
There's no sides.
Is great for the dissemination of information and to dispel with misinformation.
We don't watch CNN. They're a bunch of lying pigs, to put it nicely. And all I got to say is screw you.
CNN.
With you, Utah.
A country that starts with a U.
Utopia.
Who's in the color?
No, you don't think that...
No, I mean, freaking
Fox
idea.
News again is someone who has on their network people right out of the Republican Party with Mike Huckabee, Karl Rove, Sarah Palin. You actually have people in the party who are sometimes running for office on the network. You don't view that as actually a more obviously biased media?
No, not at all, because that's their platform. That is the only platform that they have to express their views in this country.
The top 10 rated news shows are all on Fox News.
Because of a hunger for that information.
But you speak as if you've been victimized by liberal media.
Absolutely. I've been brainwashed my adult life, my whole life.
Welcome to life.
Our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa. It should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
A 19-year-old woman. She speaks English a lot better than I do.
Furious George here signing off. I'll be back next week, at which point we will be in a new location for WCOM LPFM 103.5 WCOM Radio. We actually will be right next to the Cat's Cradle, downtown Carrboro. So if you don't already know, check us out online to find us or do what you're doing right now. Listen in. Thanks to DJ 230 and the Bodacious Man here. Is ready for his set coming on, so let me get out of the way. I'll be back next week. In the meantime, be furious. 103.5.
I don't know, you know, reporters.
Moth?
Yeah, moth, I guess that's the word, yeah.
Well, explain to me why that enhances your foreign policy credentials.
Well, it certainly does, because our next-door neighbors are foreign countries. They're in the state that I am the executive of. And
have you ever been
in
involved with any negotiations, for example, with the Russians?
We have trade missions back and forth. We do. It's very important when you consider even national security issues with Russia, as Putin rears his head and comes from Alaska, that we, because they are right there. They are right next to our state.